Scuba peas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard them called. I've heard them called that, but mm-hmm. they're usually called peanuts. So.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned walnuts. There's a soft outer cover, and then there's a hard inner cover.
That's what we term the hull.
Which is the hull?
The outer part.
The inner part?
It's the shell.
A while ago, when you were mentioning different kinds of things you grow in the garden. Oh, incidentally, what do you call a general term for all things you grow in a home garden?
Garden produce mostly, mm-hmm. or vegetables. Maybe that's what.
Ever hear of sass?
Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Did you mention the kind of thing that you have to put up on stakes, grow on the vine, and get kind of heavy and rot on the ground for them to tie them up on stakes?
You mean string beans?
No, pretty big ground.
Oh, tomatoes?
Mm-hmm. And did you mention the kind of thing that, the strong and from characterizing your
onions?
There's a kind of onion that's, if you get it young enough, it's still just a stick with maybe a little ball at the end.
Sweet potato onion.
Oh, yeah, is it?
And a Bermuda onion. And a green onion, I mean, I don't know.
Now, what's the difference? Is green onion like one of these other two things?
A green onion is a, there's a, what the term, a winter onion, that it's green, and then after it grows, it becomes a big bulb onion.
Mm-hmm. But it's called a winter onion.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Well, because they're early in the spring, they're ready for eating. I guess it grows earlier than the other onions have eaten its turn.
Why do they put in the ground?
They stay in the ground from...
Oh, they're perennial?
Well, my wife said they planted them in the fall.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's why they'd be termed winter onion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, on these green onions, do you have any other names? A great variety of names that you just use.
Well,
I mean locally, I don't mean something that...
You know. No, they're just termed around here as green onions, winter onions.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, some of them are grown from slips, and some of them from what they call onion sets.
Mm-hmm. The fruit they grow so much of in Florida...
Oranges and grapefruits.
The kind of corn that you serve on a cob.
Roasting ears? Is that what you mean? Or corn on the cob?
Yeah. In general, this kind of corn as opposed to real corn.
It's sweet corn?
The outside of an ear of corn is called...
Just the shuck.
Anything else for shucks?
It's called husk sometimes too.
Mm-hmm.
Either shucking corn or husking corn.
Mm-hmm. Now the top of a corn stalk.
That's the tassel.